QCQ, this is KB3 Uniform, Kilo Papa 3 Uniform. TR.
MN0 TR, KB4 CBA.
Here, Dave. Doing good. Beautiful morning. Having to go to Costco's for the third time. One of Bernice's hearing aids is messing up, and it does it intermittently, but I can hear it without even sticking it in my ear. It's a hissing sound. And intermittent, you know how that is from automotive problems.
And intermittents are the worst. I hope they'll just replace it for her.
Well, I'm going to be with her this time, and I can't blame them. The last time they cleaned it and said it had some earwax, and then that was the first time. And then the second time they replaced the receiver, which is down on the end of it, the little cup. And so it has to be in the box that goes behind the ear. And I see no resolution to the ambiguity other than to replace it or send it in.
Yep. Well, sounds like a plan. Well, I'm headed up to the storage building for the last time. Praise God. just got a few cans of oil and some collection of nuts and bolts and stuff like that that I've got in different kinds of containers, and I brought me a crate to put them in, and not a crate, but one of these plastic bins, and this is it, buddy. I mean, we're done, and I am so glad.
Those things are expensive to have. I had a buddy up in Kansas had one for years and years, and he didn't even know what all was in there. Knowing him, he did. But he just kept paying it. It was like $30 a month back then.
You know what we're paying for this one, but it ain't cheap. And my wife figured out the one that we got, which wasn't cheap, because it had to look like our house and had the same shingles on it, same siding. We still, as expensive as it was, we still would have paid for it more than five times over with what we put into this stupid storage building.
Well, I think they're a gold mine. Have you seen that one they just built up here just past the intersection of 101 and Buncombe? It's probably two blocks down the road there from Wade Hampton going south, and just beyond the Taco Bell, you turned right there and went south. My gracious. There's one there. It's just appalling how huge that thing is. And then there's one down Wade Hampton by the urgent care and Batteries Plus. It's unbelievable. I mean, those got to be $1 million facilities.
The old Kmart in Berea did it for years, and they turned it into a storage facility. It's climate controlled. You can drive right in, and you can get about, even with a trailer, you can get at least three or four vehicles in the building unloading at the same time. They have a bunch of carts around, carts and what do you call those things? Anyway, you know, just anything you need, really, to move your stuff around. It's just amazing.
Yeah, like I said, it must be a gold mine. we had a friend up in Kansas that was a banker, and he built one. And he wasn't that affluent at the time, but he is now.
W2T.
Well, let me jump out of here. I'm sitting here, and I got to open this gate, and then I got to open the lock on the storage building and get busy here. So y'all could carry on. I'll say hello and goodbye, Rusty. we'll talk to you later, Tom. KB4CBA.
Have a good day. I'm glad you're getting out from under that. That's about like a timeshare. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, hey, Tom. I mean, hey, David. Goodbye, David. Don't work too hard if you're going to be cleaning out a storage facility. I've been there and done that before. Anyway, and good morning. Yeah, it's still slightly morning. Good morning, Tom.
We're going back to Costco's for the third time to get Bernice's intermittent hearing aid, hopefully replaced this time.
Ah, okay. And, giving her problems, huh?
Let me listen to it this morning. Heck, I didn't even have to stick it in my ear. It sounds like an AM radio that's not tuned to the station, just a bunch of static. It's just in one of them. But they're under warranty. They cleaned it the first time. The second time, they replaced the receiver. And this is the third time. And I don't like having to expose ourselves down there, let alone anything else.
Yeah, I guess it is what it is, though. You got to go, because that's the place to do it, so. Anyway. Good to hear you are getting about easily and all, and everything else is going fine at home other than her hearing aid.
Yeah, you were in and out that time, Rusty. I don't know if it's where we're at. We're at Wade Hampton and Buncombe Road, getting ready to cross here at the Taco Bell. And that new storage place is just down the road there, a couple of blocks. My gracious, it looks like the VW Center in Germany, where you push a button and select your car and it brings it down to you.
Got a couple of those here in South Carolina that are like that you can do that. So I've seen pictures of them, and they're supposed to be interesting as to how they work. And there are some cities that have set that up as a parking garage too, and you get your cars parked and then you get a ticket, and then when you get back, you slide your ticket in, and it goes and brings your car to you.
It's called TOM, Papa Oscar Mike Storage. It's unbelievable, the size of it, and it's just, it's like a high-rise.
Yep, they are. Be back in a second. I just spilled some coffee. I got to get it off of me.
In 0TR.
All right. Yeah, I bumped a cup I had sitting here, and it just tilted a little enough to get me to spill some out, and it got on the table and also on me. So, anyway, so what y'all have to do, make an appointment to go over there and see the people and get the at Costco?
Actually, no. You just go over there and hope there isn't a line. I held us up this morning for various reasons, and I don't like going over there this time of day. The kids are coming over later when they head to the lake house, and they're going to help us unload a table out of the truck that is too heavy for us. So we need to get over there and get that done and come back. And then I think they're going to bring a trailer and pick up the other table that's out there that we never use. We bought a smaller one. We've had that other one quite a while, but it's like brand new. We need the room right there and a small table. We just happened to see a small table there at Costco's, and so I told Bernice we might as well grab that one. It's pretty, and that's not what we went for, but That's what we come back with. And I had to make another trip down there in the pickup truck to get that.
You got to start getting these things together so you don't have to make all those trips there, Tom. You know, make your list of things that you need to do. Or things that you might need to do, you know. I'm sure Bernice could make a list of those for you, of things that you might need to do, and that would help you keep straight. What do you think? I think Bernice should probably fix that up for you.
Well, that was unintended, or we could have drove the truck in the first place. We just had no idea that we'd bump into that. I spotted it, and so it wasn't going in the back of this car, that's for sure. It's a pretty big box. And then I fell down in front of the store with one of those flatbed carts, and luckily I didn't break anything anyways. It just wasn't a very good day all in all yesterday.
Stayed home yesterday.
Yeah. And you know, the 13th was on Wednesday, not Thursday, but I guess that's meaningless, unless it's on Friday, and we don't believe in superstitions anyways. But, thank God we got home in one piece, and I'd rather take a beating with a wire whip than drive Woodruff or I-85 anymore, but got no choice and get out here with the mental midgets.
The Costco's over there in Greenville instead of the one over here in Spartanburg, huh?
Have no choice. That's where we got the hearing aids. So I don't guess there's any choice. And the dang things were $1,600, so got to do something there, you know.
Yep, you do. And at least you got the protection, and they have to fix them. And so that's I guess that's what they'll do. And try to make you happy, or make Bernice happy, and therefore make you happy. So that takes care of everything right there.
Sure, Roger. Yeah, I had other things I wanted to do today, but so life goes. And just thankfully it's warmed up. I guess beginning the first of the week you're going to be more storms coming in from what it looks like.
Start having 80-degree weather for the next couple of weeks here. Very high 70s and into the low 80s, so you know, we're going to have some, and I'm sure that with that we'll get some storms. When that hot weather starts coming in, it'll do that, so, and everything. Well, I put out a request on the Greer Club's email list to look for some help to get my antenna up in the air, so maybe somebody will see that and volunteer to come help me get it shot up in the air. I've got it ready to go. I just got to wrap some tape, put a little bit of liquid tape on it before I put it up in the air. But I know where I want it to go, and all I got to do is get the center shot up, and then the two ends, I can stretch them out myself.
Well, I'll tell you, Rusty, I bought mine over there at the big Ham Fest when it was there. What's the name of that town? But at any rate, the bad thing about the one I got is it's got an odd size sinker that it shoots, and I've looked everywhere for those around here, and it's the only one that it will shoot that fits in the barrel right. And I have a very limited amount of those sinkers, and you can lose one in a heartbeat because if you forget to open the bail, or you just lose it, you know, or it comes loose or something. And so I just won't loan it or go help anyone with it because of that fact. I just don't want to take the chance of me not having one for myself. and I think I got four or five sinkers left. And I did find a place, Max C something, up on, I think it was Connecticut or someplace up there, that did have some. I don't know if they're still in business or not. And I ordered six of them years ago. And the other thing is, I loaned mine once, and the gentleman fell down and broke the reel, and he bought me another reel and took care of that. But it wasn't the reel I liked, put it that way. So I just won't let it out of my sight anymore.
Oh, I understand that. That's why I prefer to get someone that has one of those and knows what they're doing with it and let them operate it. And I'm hoping I'll hear from KE4EA, Dave, who he actually lives over here in the Spartanburg area, and he's got one of those that's like Bob has that shoots the little that launches the things that are like the size of a, you know, a large gun shell, but he's got one of those, and when he brought it over to help me get my corner of my loop back up, and if I get him come over here, it'd probably take one shot and be up into the tree where I want it, and we'd pull it up and be done with it, you know?
Well, you know me, we're willing to help anybody, but that's the reason I don't with that particular device, because it's a rare thing to find the parts for it, I guess you would say. But a lot of those shoot generic things, and some of them even shoot bags of pennies, and you can put different weights in them. And so therefore, you always got your ammunition available, and I don't. And I got my Carolina Wyndham, one side of it went down here a few weeks ago. I haven't even attempted to repair it because it's so big and the weather's been sucky. And we've had a lot of wind. So I want to get out there. That was one of the things I thought about looking at today after I fertilized the yard and put something else down, whatever Bernice tells me or Amy tells me. But it's going to be a chore to get it back up because it goes over four different people's yards.
And I think I remember yours down there. Yours down there kind of goes all around from when I was over there that time when Bob and I were putting in your putting in the listing antenna for you. So anyway, you know, this is just a G5RV, and I'm going to put it as an inverted V, so the ends don't need to be up where the center is, and I know where I got a tree right here near the house where I want the center to go, and, you know, and I'll do it and get it up, and then I can pull the two ends out and tie them off where I want them, and get things like I want. So, you know, that'll help out and all, but I just got to get somebody who's got the equipment to shoot it up in the air, because me and my slingshot just don't do it.
Oh, there's a Jeep in front of me with a tire on the back and LEDs inside of it. It's kind of pretty. They got good taillights, but that's the only thing good about a Jeep as far as I'm concerned. The only thing that don't break. I'm not looking forward to this one, but I'm fortunate in that I got that super loop out there, and I turned on the radio the other day and just dialed up 20 meters to make sure it was still working and tuned it, and was talking to some fellas out in Arizona, and it works fine, so I'm very lucky. I don't have to get in any hurry to get this one up. I'm not desperate, so. But it's it would be nice to have a drone or something to put it back up there. I just can't afford $1,000 for a drone. But this sinker thing works. It's just hard to find that sinker once you shoot it over a tree that's 70 foot high.
I was talking with someone the other day that's got one of those that uses that. And you know what he did? He took and put and painted all of his sinkers yellow, bright yellow, So he doesn't have to worry about that, and he can find them anywhere, you know, when they go. And he said he was like that. He was always having trouble finding them when he shot them in the air. So he started, he got the idea of painting them that bright yellow, and he said that worked fine because now he doesn't lose them.
Roger, and that's an excellent idea. Mine, I painted fluorescent orange, and I found the same thing if you left them as lead. Heck, if I had a mold that size, I'd just cast them myself, but it's, as in electrical terms, it's a bastard-type mold or size, and it just impossible to replicate. And it has an eye that's already in it, Rusty. And that's really handy. But boy, if you forget to open that bale, and I got signs all over to open the bale for myself, that sinker's gone. It'll shoot completely out of sight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That used to be the problem with the with what I had for... when I was trying to do with the slingshot, I'd always lose things I'd forget to open the bail, or I would, it would flop closed when I shot it and things like that. So, been there, done that, and, you know, it is what it is, as they say.
Roger. Well, I might try to order some more of those some of these days, but you gotta, of course, there's always a minimum order of anything you order, but I just haven't had a need of them. I was going to put spider wire on it, but gee, Manine, do you ever price spider wire? It's not cheap, and, you know, you're just going to use it a few times and then let it set, and then it gets tangled real easy, so... I haven't done that, so I just buy cheap monofilament and use that in a heavy gauge. Just something to pull the rope up with.
Eight of us, we use a lighter rope anyway, so, you know.
I've got some of that big stuff that I ordered the last time, but if I got to order any more rope, I'm going to get it from the wire man. I like that paracord, but I got to say, this rope's held up well, but it looks like... It looks like an insulated conductor. It's, I'm going to say it's 5/16 or larger. And the core of it's white, and the outside of it is braided black nylon. But that black nylon shinnies back up on it. It skins back up, so you might see several feet of the white sticking out. I ordered that from DX Engineering. I'm not going to go with that anymore.
Yeah, we all learn lessons. We all learn lessons. And well, I got to run out. I need to run out to the post office. I got to go check something out there, and then run by the grocery store. And I'm gonna take the puppy for a ride. She hasn't been for a ride in a while. She likes the car ride, so she can ride with me post office, and I can leave some windows down so she can get air in there. And I'm not going to be in there except long enough to go in, open my box, see if there's anything in it, pull it out, and close the box and get back out in the car. Anyway, you and Bernice, take it easy. Hope you get everything, the problems with her hearing aids straightened out. I got to see about getting me a new one. It's about time to get a replacement for the one I got. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, I should say that I used 12 gauge the last time on this stranded, and it did not break. I said it didn't, but it just come loose from the ballon, so if it broke, it broke right there at the ballon, and I had it doubled and everything there anyways, yeah, on the standoff. But it's been up there for years, so... You're going to have to change them once in a while. I just don't want to have to do it every year. See you later. Have a good day. N0TR is clear.
For CPA Mobile.
Thought you were going to be there for several hours cleaning out that storage facility.
I've already done the hard work. We've been there two Saturdays in a row, going to the dump, going to Goodwill, taking stuff home, been doing that again, and so I just had a few things to tidy up, and I had to sweep it out, and I took a picture of it. You have to leave the door open, and my wife's calling them to let them know that number 20 is available.
Well, I just heard you in there, and I'm getting ready to head out here in just a minute. I'll be on the mobile here shortly. Got to run up to the post office. We'll catch you again in a few minutes. KB4CBA, W2T.
I'll be here for about 20 minutes. Talk to you later. W2T, KB4CBA.